The expert reports released Saturday night come from a former FBI agent and a Colorado prosecutor. They say the officer's decision to shoot was reasonable given the circumstances and perception of a threat. However, Cuyahoga County Prosecutor Tim McGinty says his office is still gathering evidence, and a grand jury will have the final say on whether any officers should face charges. An attorney for the Rice family says prosecutors are avoiding holding police accountable and says a jury could find the officer's actions unreasonable. Tamir Rice had been playing with an air gun at a Cleveland park in November 2014 when someone called 911. Police arrived and drove up next to Tamir. An officer emerged from the passenger side and shot the 12-year-old within seconds. He died the next day. The Cuyahoga County Sheriff's Office handled the investigation and turned the case over to prosecutors in late spring. In June, a Cleveland municipal court judge ruled there was probable cause to charge the officers. He wrote that decision after activists brought the case to his courtroom by petition, a move allowable under Ohio law. But at the time, prosecutors said the decision to indict remained up to a grand jury. For Ohio Public Radio, I'm Nick Castell in Cleveland.